Okay, good morning. I'm Dwayne Gower. I want to welcome you to our conference, the 2011 CCMA conference. And I'm here tonight, and I hope everybody had an enjoyable evening and or trip this morning. And again, I want to thank you very much for coming. I hope our conference is both entertaining and educational. And we want to thank the vendors who are here, who are both Cartograph, who is a open source type software developer and has some viewing products, and then of course Esri is here also as a vendor. And hopefully everybody knows what Esri does. And want to then basically start in. We have 20 counties who are have shown up for our conference, and we do have them shown, and we should start with I guess we'll start with our roll call. I guess we'll start with the counties that are here rather than list all the counties that aren't. So the first county is Contra Costa, and if you could stand, I think, and give us your name and. And Fresno.
Fresno, Dave.
Fresno, Brian Connery.
And Kern.
Randy Murray.
Jim Isbell.
And Los Angeles.
Can we do some of them?
All right, I can get you.
And Madera.
Kurt Randles.
And Nevada? And Orange?
Everybody going to try?
And Placer? And Riverside? And Sacramento? And San Benito? And San Diego? And San Joaquin? And San Luis Obispo is still on the way. And Santa Barbara, I'm Dwayne Gower.
Craig Snelling.
I want to also thank the mappers from Santa Barbara County who have been invaluable in helping put this conference on. And Santa Clara. And Santa Cruz. And Sonoma. And Sutter.
Steve Perry, Sutter County.
And I don't know what and Tulare, I guess Ken has not shown up. So okay. That covers it. And
Ben Turner.
Oh wait a minute, Daddy, I missed somebody else. I apologize. Ben Turner, please. And Yuba Cap.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Last but not least,
And not last but least. Well, San Luis is here.
Is there anyone here from State Board?
Yeah. There's not anyone here from the State Board. None of them were able to.
Not even Ralph.
Not even Ralph.
Yeah. It's going to be an odd year.
I'm just asking that the State Board of Equalization wasn't able to make it this year. Budgets were apparently just too tight, and we're assured that they're all busy working on the next electronic version of the AH-250. So we're having a roll call, and San Luis Obispo is here. We might, since they're standing already, maybe we can have them give their names.
Desiree Ramos. Corey Sierra.
Joe Wittenberg.
And I'm a kind of straggler.
Okay. At this time, I'd like to introduce our assessor, Joe Holland. And so, Santa Barbara County Assessor.
And his website.
Thanks so much for coming. This is a great turnout. Dwayne had told me that originally they were hoping for like 20 people because of the economy and the tight budgets that all counties are on. And so he asked me to speak like, I don't know, a few months back, and that's what he was anticipating. And then I went to him yesterday and said, so how many people are you expecting? He goes, well, we have over 50. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. Might have had something to do with the weather. Yeah, look at that view. I think purposefully they have you seated facing this way, so that you don't get tempted to just like leave in the middle of the presentation. But Dwayne was telling me that of the 50, there's seven vendors, so that's 43 county personnel are here. And that of those 43, seven of you actually paid out of your own pocket to come here. So I'd like to thank all of you for coming here, but especially those people who are, really have that passion to pay their own money. That's pretty commendable. So thank you for that. So let's see, I've never done mapping in my life. I asked my chief appraiser, so what should I talk about? And he thought for a few minutes, talk about beer. I know a little something about beer, but it's mostly just about drinking. I thought, well, we have Firestone, the Samuel Adams, but I guess they make their beer in San Luis Obispo County. I mean, I kind of think we have like their headquarters here, but don't really make the beer here. And then, I thought, well, we got a few breweries downtown and stuff, but, for our mapping division, our division manager that oversees that, Keith Taylor, he is a part owner of Surf Brewery. So Keith in the back there, he's the expert on beer. So I'm not going to try and explain beer to you, but just know that Keith's providing the beer. I think it's this afternoon, Keith? Yeah.
This evening.
Yeah. This evening. Oh, it's not for the afternoon session? Well, You know, if you were going to the assessors conference, then. So again, really, I didn't quite know what to talk about. I thought I'd talk just a little bit about the county, you know, Santa Barbara, and some of the uniqueness of it. This is our assessed roll value for Santa Barbara County going back to the beginning of Prop 13. And one of the interesting things about Santa Barbara County is that we are a very diverse county in terms of the types of property that we have. You know, I'll start with UCSB. You know, we have a county of 400,000 population, yet we have a major university with a tremendous reputation, even if it is for partying, you know, in our county. We also are known for our tourism, you know, and this is a destination on any given weekend, especially this time of year, and all the hotels are full, and you can see why. We have a lot of hotels, so from an assessor point of view, or from my appraisal staff point of view, there's an opportunity for them to appraise hotels, and you know, there's that diversity really. I feel my assessor staff gets a lot of experience from this diversity. We of course have a lot of wineries, although that's not unique to this county. A lot of counties now have a lot of wineries. We have Vandenberg Air Force Base. And Vandenberg Air Force Base is really unique in that one of its main components is its space program. And what's unique about Vandenberg Air Force Base is their launch facilities are right on Point Concepcion, you know, that sticks out of California. And why that is unique is this is for, if you want to put a satellite into orbit, and you want to do an equatorial orbit, then you go to Kennedy Space Center in Florida. But if you want a polar orbit, because that point juts out, they can actually launch from there. And then it's always important that when you launch, you don't launch over land, you launch over sea in case there's something goes wrong. So from Vandenberg Air Force Base, we can launch into polar orbit. And so that's why what we're seeing is that, especially going forward, that we're going to, especially now that the space shuttle is no longer in use, there's going to be more private firms launching satellites from Vandenberg Air Force Base, and of course that presents possessory interest opportunity for us to assess their launch facilities. What else do we have? Agriculture. We're big on agriculture, strawberries, you know, just all sorts of agriculture, mostly up in the North County. Surfing, we're known for our surfing. We've got some good surf spots. One of the other main reasons why we have not gone down in assessed value, and Greg, if you could close this and go to the next chart, which is a percentage increase. There you go. And this is right on our website. All these charts are available to you and the public in general. One of the reasons why our assessed value has never gone down over time, it's always gone up a little bit, even in the bad years, is because we have such a diverse economy, and one of the mainstays of that diverse economy is Montecito. That's where a lot of the movies star, everybody from Oprah Winfrey to Michael Douglas, The Dude, mm-hmm. Jeff Bridges lives here. Ty Warner, he's the Beanie Baby mogul. He actually owns the Biltmore Hotel. He owns Sandpiper Golf Course. He owns Rancho San Marcos Golf Course. He owns San Ysidro Hotel. He's a multi-billionaire, has a huge jet out at the airport that we tax that also. But you can see there that the assessed value for Santa Barbara County has always gone up. You can see back in the recession of the early 90s, it was down to like 1.8% increase. And then you can see during this last recession, we've gone down a lot, but not negative as of yet. Now in Santa Barbara County, we have 130,000 parcels. 20,000 of those are under Prop 8, Section 51. Now, for I know a lot of your counties, I think I was talking with Dan Goodman from Ventura County, and he was saying that as many as 40% of their properties are under Prop 8. So one of the reasons we've been able to stay positive is that most of our value declines have been in the North County. And in the North County, you might have had a house that was, say, worth $600,000 at the peak of the market, that today is worth $225,000 to $250,000. Now, that's a really drastic drop in terms of percentages. But when you go to Montecito, we have houses that will sell for $27, $30 million. And if that had an old Prop 13 base on it, well, you have to lower a lot of North County homes down to $200,000 to offset that huge increase that you got from that $20, $30 million sale of a property, of a residential property in Montecito. So one of the, I asked Dwayne, I said, what would you guys like to talk about a little bit? And he said, well, the one thing that's continually on people's tongues is foreclosures, and I know you guys see a lot of the transactions come through, and I thought, well, I don't have any data on statewide foreclosures, but I can show you, and this is what we put on our website, Greg, if you could close this. And if you go back to data there, yeah. You go down and go to notices of default there. And so I'm also the recorder. And one of the interesting things about being assessor recorder, and I know a lot of you, you're elected officials, assessor and recorder also. As the recorder, you can look at notices of default. And you can get those, and that's where we get this data. But one of the other things that we get, and especially for trustees' deeds, and I'll go to that in a minute, is as the assessor, a trustee comes across, and it's an assessable event. So as the assessor, we track trustees' deeds. So actually, on a different page, which I'm not going to show you here today, but we actually put a list of foreclosures on the internet, and people can go and get that list. And we provide the address, we provide the bedroom, bath count, square footage, and all that. So that's available to the public. But I can only do that because I'm the assessor and the recorder, which is kind of nice. So one of the questions I keep getting asked, I got asked by the fire chief the other day, Joe, how's the property taxes doing? But obviously, they want to know. I got asked by the county school superintendent, how are the property taxes doing? I said, the one of the leading indicators is going to be these foreclosures. We keep hearing about, the banks are holding on to all the foreclosures. They're holding on to them. There's still a lot more in the pipeline. They're still coming. Well, that could be one thing that for sure we've seen. We've not seen a decline, and this is indicative of that. These are notices of default. This is the notice that's sent out that says your property's in foreclosure. It's not the actual foreclosure. But you can see, these last couple months, they've been right up there. I mean, there's been no decline over the last couple years in foreclosures whatsoever. Once we begin to see that decline, then I can start saying it looks like things may be changing. So Greg, if you could close this and go to notices of default. Would you close out the website? No pressure, but this is going on your...
You should have had them already on.
We are going live, though.
Yeah, so notices of trustees' deeds. It's actually, you shouldn't say notices, it should say just trustees' deeds. But again, this is available to the public, so I direct the public to this and say, if you want to see how Santa Barbara County is doing, and especially the title companies, they go here because they get the question a lot. There it is. Those are the actual foreclosures. Those are the things that have sold on the courthouse steps. They are not going down at all. You can look at that. There's another chart that I have that's not on the internet, and it shows, I've got data going back to the 80s. And that recession that we had in the early 90s, one of the interesting things about that is at that time, that felt really bad. That was nothing near compared to what we're going through today. And the number of foreclosures that we're going through today is 10, 15, 20 times greater than the number that we had back in the early 90s when we went through that recession. So then, Greg, if you can close this. Okay, now we'll go to charts and publications. Go down to documented transfer tax. Now this is a chart. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say you've never seen this chart anywhere else. This is really unique. And for those of you that are assessor recorder departments, you could do the same thing. I've been showing this chart to the Board of Supervisors for the last 5 or 6 years. What this chart does, this is a snapshot of exactly how the real estate industry is doing in your county. This is your documentary transfer tax. Documentary transfer tax, as you know, is $1.10 per thousand of real estate transacted. So you have a grand deed, the documentary transfer tax collected on that gives you an indication of the value of the property that was transferred at that point in time. So the bars at the bottom of that, that's the number of documents that have been transacted upon which documentary transfer tax was collected. So that gives you an idea, the bars give you an idea of the volume of things being transacted that are actually, where value is actually being transferred from one entity to another. And you can see back in the 2005, 2006, at the height of the market, we were doing quite a volume, a lot. Now, there's a line that goes through there that kind of trends it for you so you can see how things are going. And then that big squiggly line, that's the amount of documentary transfer tax actually collected. So that gives you a snapshot of how much value is actually being transferred in the county for each month. This is by month, going back to like 2005, 2004. And so I go to the Board of Supervisors,
back up in this area right here, and I would say, and you remember that previous chart where we were seeing 10-11% increases in assessed value per year, I'd tell the board, look, this 10-11%, wouldn't you love to get a 10-11% raise every year in your paycheck? Of course you would. I go, it's not realistic. This is not going to continue. And I pointed out that back in the 90s, it only went up 1.82%. The board did listen to me, and they did set aside money for reserves. They recognized that the property taxes, I mean, remember, this is documentary transfer tax. This is just an indication of how things are going. But the property taxes were going to be at the maybe 6 or 7% annualized, not 10, 11% like we were experiencing that at the height of the market. So, again, when I'm talking to folks in the community and they're asking, so how is the real estate market doing? Are we coming out of this? If you look at the far right of that chart, the answer is no, we're not coming out of it yet. It's still, look at that, it's been steady now for 3, 4, 5 years. And those foreclosures are not going away. So I didn't really come here to give you an economic forecast, but I just, you know, this is data that is different than you will typically see when you go to your typical economic forecast. And so I thought, because you guys, a lot of you really have your fingers in this data, I thought this might be somewhat interesting to you. Any questions on this stuff? No? Okay. Well, I'd just like to close by, again, thanking you all for coming here. Enjoy the town. I know I and my staff, we enjoy the heck out of it. And it's, you know, go to the restaurants downtown here, go out on the wharf and the harbor, there's some great restaurants, and day like today, it's just gonna be incredible. And I'd just also like to close by saying, you guys are, you know, with the job, the work that you do, you start the whole assessment process. You do, it's the creating of the parcels,
Without that, you know, that's the whole thing. You have to have a parcel before you can have a house. You know, you got to have something to put it on. You guys are the foundation of what we as assessors do. And so to the degree that you can get together like this and figure out ways to do what you do more effectively and more efficiently, I think that's terrific. I know one of the things that I'm always talking to, well, from time to time, talking to my staff about is, you know, what GIS tools can we use to more efficiently create our maps as opposed to, you know, drawing everything by AutoCAD? What type of electronic files can we get that will allow us to more easily just get them into creating parcels? And, you know, I know that there's some fits and starts with that, and sometimes it works better than others. And anyhow, just anything you can do to try and become more effective and efficient, I think it's really cool. So thank you all for being here.